come out of me. Take that come out of me. And you make it come to me.
And she will love you all the time. And when she got to running, like a train on a track, you take some power and you make some pop. That's gonna give you a sweat in your back. I'm a goma.
Hello, this is Christina Laurie, CFR.
MRBE.
Mixing African gospel with the music of Aretha Franklin, Peter Gabriel, and more. Grand on Stage presents Peace by the Grammy-winning Soweto Gospel Choir. Tuesday, November 25th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for Soweto Gospel Choir and the rest of the Grand on Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt or sweet, sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. Thank you for your support.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Hello, Kingston. The annual Empty Bowls fundraiser for Martha's Table is almost here. Taking place November 2nd at Doubletree Hotel, you can choose a handcrafted bowl to take home and enjoy for years, and to remind you of your generous support in the battle against food insecurity. At this event, participating restaurants are making mouth-watering soups to enjoy, plus tasty desserts. And there's even a silent auction to kick off your holiday shopping. Get your tickets before they're gone via marthastable.ca. See you there.
KPP Concerts and CFRC 101.9 FM continue to bring the heat this fall with a stacked lineup of local concerts. At the Broom Factory, you can catch country star Robin Ottolini on November 20th, Virginia DeVegas on November 21st, Queens grad Charlie Houston on November 28th, Stephen Stanley with No Electric on November 29th, Bat Sabbath on December 13th, folk icon Garnet Rogers on December 14th, and local rap hero Slaves of Spanky on December 19th. And don't forget to get your tickets now for the big show by Canadian alt faves, the Strombellas, playing Kingston Grand Theater on November 23rd. For a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com. And don't forget to donate to CFRC's funding drive via cfrc.ca, where you may win $50 vouchers redeemable for KPP Concerts.
stuck nowhere in my van.
Welcome to the Monday Morning Indie Wake-Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was To the Sandals by Dove Ellis, and then what I have up next is Don't Make Me Cry by Olivia O featuring Sweet 93, and then Wires and Waves by Rilo Kiley. I think that's how you say it. Rilo Kiley? Rilo? I think it's Rilo. This album's been on repeat for the past week. The Takeoff and Takes Off. Whoa. Takeoffs and Landings. I like can't speak. And I just had to include it. Another one that's been off this album that I've really been listening to is Pictures of Success. That one's really good. I really like this album. I highly recommend checking it out. And then Olivia O, she's like my girl. I love her. I love Lower Town too, and they've been like pretty consistent in like my listening since beginning of high school, so a long time. And she just released an entire album on beginning of November that's like all her own music. It's called Telescope. Super awesome. Also highly recommend checking it out. Anyway, I'll let the music speak for itself and I'll stop talking because clearly right now I can't. Enjoy. welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Midori by Mary in the Junkyard. This is a semi-new release from them. It was released September 19th, and it was just like a... I never know when if they release... If an artist released two songs, if you count that as an EP or a single, I'm going to say an EP. And then it also had the song Drains on it, but it was called Midori. The EP, or Spotify categorizes it as a single, so whatever you want to say. I guess it's a single because that would be like an A side and a B side if it was released on an actual record. Besides the point. And then before that, I had Wires and Waves by Rilo Kiley, and then Don't Make Me Cry by Olivia O and Sweet 93. I like to go into this being like, okay, like I'll play like pump up Monday music, hopefully. Realize that didn't happen, and it's kind of like, it's been kind of gross rainy weather recently, and I feel like this very much fits it. What I have up next is Sideways by Dafo, and then Number One Fan by Rocket. Still keeping that kind of slow November energy. It's crazy, it's already November 24th. Where has the time gone? I feel like it was just Halloween and it's almost been a month. anyway, I hope you guys enjoy the next couple of songs. Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9, 8 to 10 a.m. What I just had playing was Number One Fan by Rocket, and then before that, it was Sideways by Dafo. What I have up next is Shine On by 9 Million, who opened for Ethel Kane, and I will forever be heartbroken that I didn't get tickets for that concert because loved the opener, adore Ethel Kane. And then what I have after that is Hollow Boy by This Is Lorelei. Another sort of touchy subject for me because the singer in This Is Lorelei is also a part of Water From Your Eyes, and they were opening for Hayley Williams. And if you heard me last week, you would know that I didn't get Hayley Williams tickets, and it was a heartbreaking moment for me. Massey Hall has kind of redeemed itself because I got MJ Lenderman tickets for April, I think. So Massey Hall is, in my heart, is back on the up and up, but Water From Your Eyes and Hayley Williams is still a touchy subject for me, because that was like an insane ticket battle, and I didn't even do it. I got my dad to try and do it for me because I was at work. So shout out to my dad for muscling through that and still not coming out on the right side with Hayley Williams tickets. Did come out on the right side with MJ Lenderman tickets, but that's besides the point. Anyway, I'll let the music play. I hope you guys enjoy. The next few songs are kind of awesome. I've been listening to This Is Lorelei on repeat recently. I really like the MJ Lenderman cover of Dancing in the Club. That one's really good. And also this like EP single, whatever you want to call it, that has Hollow Boy and Name the Band, came out November 10th, is also pretty awesome, and I highly recommend checking it out. I think I played Name the Band last week on Indie Wake Up Call. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. So clearly it's been on repeat. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue our broadcast of dance music. We shall continue now with our piano interlude.
Hey everyone, this is Liam. Make sure to listen to Revolving Door Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. This show is for music nerds from all over. My main goal in the hour of time that we so fortunately have together is that you learn something. I'm going to be talking about a new band each week, taking a deep dive into where they came from, their sound, influences, and then where they went and who they influenced. Again, the big thesis of this show is music is a revolving door that never stops. So if you're a music nerd who wants to listen to some new music each week and create an enriching relationship to that new music each week, then you're in the right place. You can catch that all Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on CFRC.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
You were
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I am here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9, 8 to 10 a.m., bright and early Monday morning. What I just had playing was Airport by The Weather Station, and then before that it was Hollow Boy by This Is Lorelei and Shine On by 9 Million. I've been trying not to talk about this entire, like, what, so far, 40-ish minutes, but I think I need to get it off my chest. I went and saw Wicked for Good yesterday, and I like to pretend that I'm not into musicals and that I've never been into musicals. I wasn't in high school, but then there was some, like, thing in my brain that switched. I think it was my sister being in musicals that really, like, cued this in, where I've become, like, a fan of musicals, and Wicked is one of my favorites. So I went and saw Wicked for Good last night, and I have to say I have, in fact, been changed for good. I gave it 5 stars on Letterboxd. It made me sob, like, the style where it was, like, almost hard to breathe. I was crying, which is, like, a little embarrassing to admit Monday morning on air on the radio, but I did need to get it off my chest because I highly recommend going to see it. I think as much as the, like, press tour of Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande and their weird, like, we're holding space moments is, like, a meme, I think that movie was fantastic and done so well. Maybe better than the first one. I honestly think better than the first one. I adored it. Like, it was amazing. I think I have a soft spot for Wicked for whatever reason. I did see it on Broadway, not to flex. And I'm not trying to. So I think it's like a little piece of me, but something about that movie really got me. And it was like, it was amazing and fantastic. And I try hard not to be like, oh, I like musicals for whatever reason, which is kind of like, obviously it's not an embarrassing thing. It's a brain mental embarrassing thing. But I needed to be like, I like musicals and Wicked for Good was really, really good. And I think everyone should go see it. And, I needed to say that because I probably won't stop talking about it for at least a week. Until I see, like, another really good movie, then I'll stop talking about it. So, think of good movies for me to watch and I'll stop talking about Wicked for Good. Anyway, what I have up, or what I just had playing was, I said this, I got too distracted by talking about Wicked. What I have up next is Anger is an Arch by Horse Jumper of Love, followed by Empty and Silent by Mount Kimby featuring King Cruel. I tried really hard this week to be like, the weather's disgusting and, like, the worst ever, maybe. I'm gonna play, like, upbeat music, and I didn't, so forgive me. There's some more, I don't know, like, if, like, I don't, you know, there's some tonally happier songs coming, but I think it fits the weather, and it fits the fact we're mid-November and stuff like that. So that's what's up next. I hope you guys enjoy. Sorry for talking about Wicked. I'm sure it's all over everyone's social media and you're like, not another person talking about Wicked, but I had to talk about it. I hope you guys enjoy the next couple of songs.
Anchor is Next day I walk 4 miles, cold
Welcome back to the Monday Morning Indie Wake Up Call. I am the host, Kate. I'm here every Monday morning broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Sketch for Summer by The Dirty Column. Whenever I see their name, I want to say The Dirty Collective for some reason, but obviously that's not what they're called. I was like digging through my old playlists on Spotify, and I went back to one from November of 2023, and the next couple of songs I pulled from that. So like the one before Empty and Silent was from that, Sketch for Summer was from that, and then I have Suzanne by Hope Sandoval and the Warm Interventions, and Baby Blue by The Scanners, and those are all from that playlist that I made like 2 years ago. And I forgot how good of a playlist it was, and I re-listened to it and I was like, I have to include this. Anyway, but what I had before was Anger is an Arch by Horse Jumper of Love, Empty and Silent by Mount Kimby featuring King Cruel. The Horse Jumper of Love one is from their deluxe edition of the album they released last year. What's it called? I have to think. Disaster Trick. And this is their just like demos and other songs that they've pulled from it. And so it came out last week, I think. And I had to include... Nope, it came out in October. Never mind. I read it wrong. But I had to include it because I really liked it. And I'm a big fan of Horse Jumper of Love. And especially their album that has Ugly Brunette on it. It's their self-titled album. I really like that one. Anyway, what I have up next... You heard me say it earlier when I was talking about my playlists. It's Suzanne by Hope Sandoval and the Warm Interventions. And then Baby Blue by The Scanners. I hope you guys enjoy.
She feels just